title, Higher Quality Assurance Services for 10 Types of Testing Body Content. Quality assurance testing is necessary to ensure customer satisfaction, especially in the software development industry. The development life cycle of products needs to be evaluated considering all the quality aspects. As customers have different requirements for scalability, reliability, and security standards, quality assurance services are required from time to time to help companies meet market demands. Depending on the system type and software product features, the QA analyses are chosen and performed. At a high level of development and design, the QA testing can be both manually and automated. Precisely, the testing can be categorized into 10 forms. The following blog will discuss them briefly. Before emphasizing the categories, one must acknowledge the fact that QA testing and analysis are not only necessary for the software development industry but are a major piece. For mass production services, QA is the most crucial aspect that will determine performance and sustainability of products. Since the software design and development sector is growing rapidly, companies face steep competition. To beat that and sustain in the market, the QA evaluation should be done strictly. 10 types of quality assurance testing. You can hire service providers for the following 10 types of testing. 1. Component testing. Components testing is done to evaluate the performance of multiple units in a single code. It is a necessary step to determine the potential defects, which can arise at any time. The professionals will use real-time data to check how different components work individually before integration. This way both cost and time are reduced, waste can be minimized, and the optimal result can be achieved without exhaustion. 2. Unit testing. Unit testing is done at the ground level. It is done before the compound testing is done. Individual units are reviewed and inspected to ensure that their functions meet the required standards. Professional QA analysts test the units at the early stages so that they can get enough time to make necessary modifications. Unit testing helps in comprehending the underlying efficiency of the codes. Companies can predict what may go wrong and how it can be fixed in the future. 3. Integration testing. After compound and unit QA testing, the third necessary type is integration analysis. Once the individual components and units are tested and pass the benchmark, they are integrated to fulfill the design. This also helps to determine compliance as well. 4. End-to-end testing. This type of help will help to evaluate the functionality of the product within a live setting. These professionals will use the end-to-end technique in which the typical user behavior is replicated under certain circumstances, just like how the product was intended. This way, a company can understand whether the product is effective enough to work in the real world. These scenarios are made in a way so that ultimately quality can be judged. 5. Performance testing. It is necessary to match the desired level of stability and reliability. The system behavior is diagnosed and evaluated when it is under heavy load. This is a crucial step for taking corrective actions to make changes. 6. Regression testing. Regression testing is done only if a software product goes through any modification after the integration process. Both functional and non-functional tests are done to check the progress after any new codes have been added. 7. Sanity testing. Sanity testing is often considered as a significant form of regression testing. The aim of the testing is to determine whether the entire build of the program is done according to specifications or not. Especially after software updates, sanity testing is done to ensure the product is working as intended. 8. System testing. System testing is done to review the effectiveness of the integration process. The QA professionals perform tests to determine whether individual components are smoothly interacting with each other or not. 9. Smoke testing. Smoke testing is the most common form of QA testing. More than 60% of the company hires for quality assurance services to perform this function. The purpose of the evaluation is to detect any flaws in the basic functions of the program. 10. User acceptance testing in the software lifecycle. User acceptance testing is the last step. The professionals replicate user behavior and real-world scenarios are created if the programs can sincerely respond to the escalations. Running all these tests can be exhausting and time-consuming. Professional help from Compliance Help Consulting LLC is the best option to perform everything with 100% compliance. They are a reliable service provider offering complete and holistic solution models for meeting different ISO standards requirements with ease. To hire the experts, contact them here.